My name is John Erling, and today's date is November 14th, 2019. Maxine, would you state your full name, please?
Okay, I'm former State Senator Maxine E. Horner, and my age is 87.
And your birth date?
Is 1-17-32.
You know, you make me want to check your driver's license to make sure you're 87, because you don't look 87 at all. Where are we recording this interview?
We're recording this at the Greenwood Cultural Center.
Where were you born?
I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Let's talk about your mother. Your mother's name, maiden name, where she came from.
My mother, originally from Muskogee. Her maiden name was Burton. She settled in Tulsa. She was a high school graduate of Manual Training High School in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And I always like to boast about my mom because one of the things that happened to her when she was a senior in high school at Manual Training High School, she made her singing debut over here, which was called the Convention Hall, now the Brady Center, but beautiful voice, beautiful soloist, soprano. But opening doors wasn't available to her at that time to move forward, but she did make her debut here in Tulsa.
So you opening doors, is that because she was African-American?
African-American. And of course, probably being in Oklahoma, doors were just not open to that type of talent at the time.
No. What was her personality like?
Beautiful angel. I always say that, you know, I had my angel mother on one side and my dad was the other person on the other side. Well, they always kick butt sometimes, but she was absolutely a beautiful, spirited woman and very angelic and could just say things. It was, I guess you would say, encouragement, because she could state it all the time. I don't care. No excuses. Even coming up in a segregated community, which I lived, but those were not acceptable in terms of trying to move forward. And she always did that in a positive way. And one of the key things for her was education, education, education.
So that was planted in your head.
Very early.
Right. So then your father's name?
Earl Sissel, Earl H. Sissel. And he also was from Muskogee. We had a cleaning business here, and he was on Greenwood. 1317 was his first shop, and he moved across the street, 1316 North Greenwood. The 1317 address became Cliff Cleaners. One of the wonderful things about my dad was that he was an excellent tailor. He had apprenticed under Ben McKinney. He was a teacher at Booker T. Washington High School, the old Booker T. Washington High School. His first opportunity to show his skills was in a little shop down here on Deep Greenwood in a cleaners called Carthorne Cleaners. That's where he began his trade. He made suits for professional men and women. He was just an excellent tailor.
Blacks and whites both?
Yes, yes.
That was his profession.
That was
his
life. Profession. And of course, during that time, you know, this was the time when men and women on certain days really, really dressed. And I do remember he had some type of connection with a hattery. They made, I guess, an agreement that while we couldn't go to the hattery, they provided services for my dad because he wanted to have hats in his cleaners and he wanted to be able to take care of them, clean them and repair them and whatever. So he worked out an agreement with a white hattery. I don't remember the name, but I do remember that wherever he could, he made that connection to try to grow his business.
There's a word you don't hear today, the hattery.
Yeah.
A hattery was a store.
Yeah.
That sold
nothing but hats for men. And, of course, that was, as I said, during the time when men really, really dressed, wouldn't consider themselves fully dressed without a hat, the shine shoes, and the whole look.
Yes, yes, yes. And we have strayed a lot,
yes, we have.
From all that.
Very comfortable now.
So his personality must have been outgoing, too, then.
Yes, and both musical enthusiasts. My dad loved jazz blues. My mother was classical and gospel. So I had the opportunity to be surrounded by all of them, but my attraction was to my dad because I loved the jazz and the blues.
Yes, of course. What was your dad's musical ability? Was he a singer?
No, no. It was just a love for the music. And, of course, during that time, oftentimes when entertainers would come to Tulsa, they would stay in homes. If the one or two hotels, I think, down here on Deep Greenwood, I'm referring to it as Deep Greenwood because that's what we called it then. If the small hotel was filled, then, you know, you would have friends. I remember Cleora, trying to think of her last name, but she did a cookbook and had often said how many times she would have Cab Calloway stay in her house. She was well known. In fact, she had, I think, a brother or so that was a performer as well.
Did you pick up any musical ability yourself?
I did. In fact, at one time, my goal was to leave Tulsa and see myself probably in New York in some little quaint bar singing and playing. I did take piano. And as I said, my mother was trying to steer me toward classical music. I was running from the classical music to try to learn as much as I could about jazz. That was one of my interests when I was the founder of the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame.
Right.
But I was always surrounded by music. And, of course, even gospel quartets that would come in would stay with families in North Tulsa.